Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. We've got a big one for you today about Iceland's recent reversal on their cage-free egg pledge. Iceland first made the commitment a decade ago to switch to cage-free shell eggs by 2025, but now they're calling it off.
Oh wow, so they're going back on a 10-year-old promise. That's quite a big claim, right?
Exactly. This is a major blow for animal welfare in their supply chain. According to the 2023 EggTrack report, over 60% of Iceland's eggs still come from caged hens.
So they're not even close to meeting their original goal. What's the reasoning here?
Iceland claims they need caged eggs to keep prices low for customers. But here's the twist: their caged eggs are currently more expensive than Tesco's higher welfare barn eggs.
That's an interesting contradiction. So the affordability argument doesn't really hold up.
Right, and consumers are increasingly demanding higher welfare standards. A recent poll showed 75% of Britons view cages as cruel, and 67% would pay more for cage-free.
That's a significant majority. What about the industry? Are they moving in a different direction?
Absolutely. The UK egg market is moving decisively towards cage-free systems. Kantar data shows 87% of shell eggs sold in the UK retail as of May 2025 are cage-free.
So Iceland is really lagging behind. What's the reaction from animal welfare groups?
Compassion in World Farming, along with Open Cages, RSPCA and the Humane League, have issued an open letter urging Iceland to honour its original commitment.
And what's the message from their CEO?
Philip Limbury, CEO of Compassion in World Farming, said Iceland's decision isn't just a broken promise, it's a betrayal of trust. He emphasised that the future of eggs is cage-free and the time to act is now.
That's a strong statement. What about the regulatory side? Is there any legislation in the works?
Compassion is calling on DEFRA to ban new cage systems and phase out all existing cages for egg-laying hens as part of its animal welfare strategy.
So without legislation, responsible businesses are being undercut by those that delay.
Exactly. Iceland's decision puts them out of step with the clear direction of the market, their industry peers, and the expectations of today's more welfare-conscious consumers.
And it's not just about animal welfare. This is a reputational risk for Iceland.
Right, companies that fail to act may face backlash from customers, investors, and advocacy groups. Iceland needs to step up, invest in cage-free systems, and ensure fair prices for its customers.
So to wrap up, Alice, what's the bottom line here?
The message is clear: the future of eggs is cage-free and the time to act is now. Iceland needs to catch up with the rest of the sector and make cage-free their baseline, not the exception.
Thanks, Alice. That's it for today's business brief. Tune in tomorrow for more updates on the UK business scene.